Hi, everyone. Bringing you your daily inspiration, it's the Christian Science Daily Lift. Thanks for tuning in. From Mystic, Connecticut, today we have Kim Shippey.
In the constricted, unpredictable times we've been living through, many of us have drifted beyond frustration to downright anger. As I came close to an explosion the other day, a family member stepped forward with a plastic bottle of water in his hands. He gripped it tightly and said, "If I really squeeze this bottle, the water inside is going to burst all over the place." He went on to make a good point. Like anger, what's inside us explodes outside us. So we need to look somewhere else for release. We agreed that there was no better place to begin than in the Bible, especially a passage in the short practical book of James, directed at Jewish followers of Jesus, whose life of uncertainty had driven them over the top. James calls upon his brothers and sisters, his community, to do three things. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Of course, many of us do just the opposite. We react before we reflect. But James persists. Anger, he says, does not bring about the peaceful life that God desires. Sometimes anger works like a smoke detector, hinting that something is wrong and needs attention, whether it be emotional hurt, frustration, or fear that's squeezing that bottle. We might even view anger the way the Message rendition of that James passage does, where it suggests we throw such evil in the garbage, and in simple humility let our gardener, God, landscape us with his word, making a salvation garden of our life. I've learned through Christian Science that I can depend on God, who is divine love, to show me a different perspective. And when I'm quick or slow to see this spiritual reality, the anger disappears and love remains. How reassuring it is to identify the calming, healing presence of God's love already established right now. That day, I was grateful to be reminded that anger is no match for love at any time or in any place, no matter how hard we try to squeeze the bottle.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.